Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Back Room, home of brand new indie alternative rock, electronic and punk music every Thursday night, 6 till 7. Kicking off the show there with Get a Life. Under 2 minutes, that. Vaccines, Wrecking Ball. They did a great song under 2 minutes. The Molotovs, Matt and Issy. Saw them in the Hallam Show Hotel last night in Sheffield. And Wasted on Youth is their debut album. It's going to be out this month. People are going like top 10, top number one, maybe. Number one. Had them on the show a couple of weeks ago. Great guys. Go and get the album. Great start to the show. Might chuck another Molotov song in later as well. Okay, coming up on the show tonight, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, and of course, loads of great new music.
Search for a sign. into an ice cold lake. The meat clings to the bone. You tell me this for a reason. There's a furnace that burns hotter than the sun. Achieve a state of mind. And if I stay up late, no one to feel my pain. I'm gonna dip my body into an ice cold lake. My worries are a constant and now part of my design. The shining book they call is worthy to the inside. I'm swallowed up with these questions. But I don't think I can face it.
Beyond the streetlights, another January night rolls in. Another stitch in the fold, a cradle to hold it when the day turns in. Big world just waiting here to see you in the clothes they bought you. Now it's the new year. There's a little something in the atmosphere. In the atmosphere. take a cup of kindness for you. Cause there's a feeling in the air. Yeah, there's a little something in the atmosphere.
Beautiful, that's Hector Gannett. And that's called A Stitch in the Fold. Real name, Aaron Duff from North Shields on Tyneside. He's worked both solo and with his band under the moniker Hector Gannett. And also, he supported Sam Fender. And you can hear that. You can hear that kind of northeast stuff going on there. Okay, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Backroom, home of brand new music. And let's do this. This is new from Courtney Barnett and Watachichi. This, the track is called Sight Unseen.
DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
Space sun, I pulled away.
old school girlfriend there. It's called Close to the Clouds. So let's talk about this band, the Boxer Rebellion, been around since probably 2000 or something, lots of albums. They don't play very often. They're back with a new single and a tour in March. They're going to be in Band on the Wall in Manchester on the 15th of March. This is new from them, from the forthcoming album, The Second I'm Asleep, which is going to be out on March the 27th. This is Flowers in the Water.
Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris and Les and Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
From the Boxer Rebellion to the Boxer by the Enemy. The Boxer Rebellion, and that was Flowers in the Water. And then that was brand new from the Enemy, their first album for 10 years. It's called Social Disguise. It will be out on February the 20th. Still coming on the show tonight, I've got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases all coming up. But this is new from Gia Ford. She's playing the Hallamshire Hotel in Sheffield this Saturday night. This is new from her, and this is called How Do I Reply? Yeah, you can catch you at Hallam Show Hotel this Saturday in Sheffield. 6:31, you listen to The Back Room. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And I've got a little surprise here. Okay, let's talk Arctic Monkeys now. Is it a final serenade or the start of new chapter? This is the music news.
Music news.
So, the Sheffield's band contribution to War Child's Help 2 compilation answers no questions about what lies ahead. Rumours are part of the course when it comes to Arctic Monkeys, particularly when they're in a period of inactivity. Since the Sheffield band wrapped up their tour for the car in October 23, there's been plenty of gossip swirling around the next moves. A new recording company, a website update, set tongues wagging about the possibility of a new album. Frontman Alex Turner's reported recording sessions with producer Lauren Humphrey sparked excitement about a potential solo album. Those final The Car dates, meanwhile, have been suggested to be the Monkees' swan song by many pessimistic fans. Now they've got a new record. even an opening night. Their first new material since their seventh album, the first track in Veil from the indie star-studded War's Child's Help 2 compilation, has been enveloped in hearsay that it's their final release, that it's an outtake from AM Sessions. Should the former end up being true, its title foot's loaded with a little bit more irony. The losing of something beginning when it's really reaches end. As for the last in a press statement shared today, the group said when James Ford called and asked if we'd contribute to the album, we set to work on a song idea and assembled in Abbey Road to record it. Doesn't sound like they had to rummage down the back of the sofa, I think, for something they had missed. It certainly doesn't sound like it would have come out AM opening night sessions either. From the beginning, a wide robotic percussion intertwined with fingerprint clean guitar, stripped back low-key and much less swaggering than the general feel of that record. As it builds across its 4 and a bit minutes, a more classic Monkees feel does sweep over things. If you're looking for answers to what the future holds, you're not going to get it here. But if this is the last piece of music we're going to get from Arctic Monkees, it's a solid way to be out. Interesting, enjoyable, for my good cause. It's all we could ask for. Here it is. Arctic Monkees, opening night.
Popular slogan and a bucket of pain. Supercomputer on a jolly crusade. Massaging your forearms, holding your gaze, stealing your thunder, washing your brain. Trying not to wake up sleeping dogs just because you're a lonely little Hall of Famer. Tonight is heavy on one side.
Tonight is heavy on one side.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Temper Trap and Giving Up Air, the Solomon remix. And what do you think of the new Arctic Monkeys record? Yeah, I think it sounds pretty good to me. It's for good cause as well in terms of War Child. So we'll see what happens next. Is it the final curtain? Is it a new chapter? We'll see. Okay, going to do some gigs very, very shortly after this from Finn Forster. Check this guy out. This is Pablo.
My friend Pablo, he got older since the last time that we met. When he left, he told me something that I never would forget. My dear friend, it took some time. Stop.
He's toured with Stereophonics on their latest arena tour. He's Finn Forster, and if you want to catch him in an intimate gig, Sid in Matilda, May the 19th here in Sheffield. Okay, talking of gigs, let's do some.
Local and national gig guide.
And Sheffield this week. Tonight, Rangan's Sisters at Shakespeare's Under the Influence at Sid in Matilda. Hedgehog Reality, great name for a band of the Yorkshireman. Tomorrow, the Arctic Numpties at the Foundry, another great name. Saturday, Day Fever, you know, your afternoon party in the City Hall. The Clementines at Greystones in the evening. Sunday, the Lowest Pair at the Greystones, Mr. November, Cafe Number 9. Miles Kane is doing Crook Social Club on Monday and Tuesday and next week with Villanelle, which is Gene Gallagher, Liam Gallagher's son's band, supporting. Should be good. And also on Tuesday, Name a Bock at Sid in Matilda, discussing Sisters, Yellow Arch. Some other gigs. Okay, Tom Rowley, he's gone on tour. Birmingham Academy 3 on the 19th, the Fab, London Outer Net, the Lower Third on the 21st, Bristol Exchange on the 11th of March, and Nottingham Rough Trade on the 12th of March. All those tickets on sale, apart from the Nottingham and Bristol gig, which go on sale tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Block Party and Interpol, they're going on a co-headline tour, 20th of November, kicking off at Birmingham Arena, Cardiff Arena on the 21st, Manchester Warehouse on the 23rd and the 24th, Brighton Centre on the 26th, 27th, Sheffield Arena the 28th, London Olympia on the 4th and 5th of December. Those tickets are on sale now. And Jack Savaretti, 23rd of February, Leicester de Montfort Hall. He's playing there, Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, the 24th. And then some dates in October, November next year. This year, it's 2026. Don't know where I am. Manchester Apollo, 27th of October. Hull Connection, live, 30th. Sheffield City Hall, 5th of November. Nottingham Royal Concert Hall, 15th of November. Birmingham Symphony Hall on the 16th of November. Those later dates from Gateshead, Manchester, Hull, Sheffield, Nottingham, Birmingham, they all go and sell at 10 o'clock on next Friday, the 30th of January. Okay, this is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. It's 6:47. We still got some tunes left here. This is Dead Dad's Club.
Scaled the neighbor's garden, picking flowers that are blossoming.
Bellonell. That's called Hinge. Gene Gallagher, Liam Gallagher's son, playing Crook Social Club next Monday and Tuesday, supporting the mighty Miles Kane. That sounds good. Before that, Don't Play in the Sons for the Sins of the Father. That is Dead Dad's Club. And that Chili Jetson, who used to be in a band called Palmer Violets. Remember them? Okay. Probably got a couple of tunes left here tonight. So let's do a bit of this. Get the synths back. Go back to life. They're called Magnetic Skies. Okay, some albums out tomorrow. New one from Cat Power, and that's called Redux, Crystal Lake, The Weight of Sound, Fred Again, USB, and Goldfinger, Nine Lives. That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. I'm going to start with the Molotovs. I'm going to play out with the Molotovs. It's going to be called Track and Play. It's going to be today. It's going to be our day. Enjoy, and I'll see you next week. Have a good evening. Today's gonna be our day. Whoa,
to make a move. Oh, we are so great. So glad the answer will be late.